I really interest the recent discussion surrounding the closure of Warong Nasi Paraman in Kampong Glam. In Parliament on the 3rd of February, Senior Parliamentary Secretary for National Development, Syed Harun Ahabasi, addressed this issue. Let's hear what he has to say first.
Some of these leases were previously contracted at below market rates. Now, the majority of leases in Kampong Glam saw moderate rent increases below that of nominal GDP growth and comparable to the increases of conventional retail spaces in the central area. This is based on comprehensive rental records submitted for the stamp duty purposes. The rental might not be homogenous across the entire district. As you've alluded to, the Kampong Glam district is actually quite big. And while the median rent of the historic shop houses in Kampong Glam increased at a moderate pace, there is also a small proportion for leases signed between 2023 and 2025, which did see higher rental increases of 25% or higher. In this particular aspect, these included leases in streets with high footfall, for example, in Kampong Glam specifically, such as Haji Lane and Bali Lane. And some of these leases were previously contracted at below market rates, and therefore, subsequent to that, they may have experienced a larger increase from their low base when the rates normalized towards the prevailing market rate subsequently. Notwithstanding the rental increases, their rental rates remained around 20 to 60% below that of conventional retail spaces in the central area as a whole.
All right, that's enough from Parliament. Now, let Alumi Koko pluck out some hard data for you. Here, I extracted shophouse rental figures directly from URA release. Yes, I subscribe and pay for it. I'll focus purely on Kampong Glam, covering a full 5 years period from 2020 to 2025, starting from the pandemic low. As of quarter 4 2020, the medium shophouse rental in Kampong Glam stood at $4.58 per square feet. In 2021, it rose to $5.47 per square feet, followed by another 17% increase in 2022, and continued climbing in 2023. Rental dipped slightly in 2024 by about 9%. But in 2025, they surged again, up 22% to a new high of $7.91 per square feet. Put it simply, comparing the 2025 peak to the 2020 trough, median rental have jumped 73% in just 5 years. That's why lah, now I know why my plate of nasi padang to my teh tarik all become more expensive. By the way, saya suka pergi ke Kampong Glam, hutan, berjalan-jalan dan makan. That's why with rising prices, Singaporeans are flocking to JB in droves, happily supporting eatery there and building up their heritage businesses. As for heritage eatery in Singapore, are we slowly digging our own grave? Now, let's move on to shophouse prices, not rental. Again, data extracted from URA release. Don't say my number not accurate, huh? Here, I analyzed shophouse transactions from 2016 to 2025, giving us a full decade of data. Yes, shophouses are different in terms of tenure, size, frontage and usage. But at a broader level, meaningful trends still emerge. Back in 2016, average shophouse prices in Kampong Glam were around 3,700 per square feet plus minus. Prices rose gradually over the years, with notably higher transaction activity between 2021 and 2023. Coincident with the introduction of multiple cooling measures in the residential property market during the same period. And also not forgetting the emerging of home office in Singapore. As of quarter 4 2025, average price are now around 7,700 per square feet. That's an increase of roughly 4,000 per square feet, or a 108% jump in 10 years. In short, shophouse prices have doubled over the past decade. Naturally, when asset prices rise this much, renters have no choice but to follow. Landlords still need to service higher mortgages. Correct or not? That's why we see many F&B operators are closing shop one after another over the years. Bang! Tak boleh tahan! Tell you all already, you all only talk sing song until we have the close for good. Then you all happy lor? Here, let me share with you another perspective. Back in 2016, the average shop house in Kampong Glam transacted at about 4.5 million. Today, similar property are easily fetching 8 million or more. If you don't believe in me, you are more than welcome to check out online property portal. And remember, there are no restrictions on foreign ownership, no ABSD and no SSD for this segment. That is why we are seeing strong resale activity. Buy, hold for a few years, sell and pocket a handsome profit. I share the resale data here for some of the transactions in Kampong Glam only. Here, you can draw your own conclusion. Take note, this scenario has been repeating itself throughout other districts in Singapore. That's why I will skip my Chinatown Pasar Malam this year. I prefer to go to JB or even to the ever-popular Johor Jaya Chinese New Year Pasar Malam. I'm very sure tons of Singaporeans are there right now. This brings me back to the big question. Should we introduce cooling measure for shophouses to rent in asset prices and, by extension, renters? Or should the government step in more actively by developing state-managed retail premises to support local businesses? Like Joo Chiat Complex under HDB, to Tanjong Katong Complex that is previously managed by SLA? And one final thought, we shouldn't let market force dictate the direction of the retail market. If that's the direction we are heading towards, then I can't help but worry, not just for Singapore small businesses, but also for Singapore property as a whole.
Kampong Glam, Chinatown, as well as Little India, the URA has put in place controls to exclude non-heritage users such as fast food restaurants, supermarkets and new bars, even to the extent of ensuring the number of souvenir shops are maintained by a certain measure from the core areas of these historic districts. This helps to shape the tenant mix that aligns with the district's historic character as well as unique identity. In terms of potential expansion of the space, I think the current delineation of the districts are actually also related to its historical significance to the community there. But I think that is something we can take back and see whether the borders of the district or certainly the activities within the district can be further expanded and enhanced. And that is certainly the intent to be able to enrich and enliven the activities there.